words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. John Fisher, from Mark chapter 1, verses 14 to 20, our gospel lesson today. It was a warm summer day a few years ago when I was still working at the shop. And a co-worker, who was also a farmer kid just like me, asked if I wanted to go fishing after work. It was a Saturday, we were getting off at noon, we could spend the whole afternoon and evening fishing. And of course, I said yes. And so, after work, I loaded up my pickup truck with all my fishing gear, and I headed over to his farm. Well, upon arrival, my friend didn't answer the door, and I figured he was out there somewhere on the outbuildings tinkering or something. And so I waited patiently by the truck until I heard the sound of a tractor approaching. And my friend rounded the corner of the barn with the tractor. Behind him was a hay baler, and next to that was a trailer. And then I realized I was going to be spending the afternoon dishing bales of hay out of the field. I did. I loaded the trailer and stacked it. He drove the tractor. And the problem was, you know, when you bale hay, you should wear a long sleeve shirt. It's scratchy. And so we ended up with, or I ended up with my arms all scratched from the work out. Fortunately, after that, after we finished that field, we did actually go fishing. I wondered if that would be, you know, I don't recall, but if I told Linda I'd been fishing, but came home with my arms all scratched up, what that would mean to her. And it helps make sure that any time he offered to go fishing, I would go only after a rain, because you can't bail that hay. I wonder what Peter and Andrew, experienced fishermen, thought when a carpenter from Nazareth named Jesus came up to them and said, "I'm going to make you fishers of men." At this point, I don't think they had a clue what Jesus meant. And I wonder, do we? Jesus invites, "Come, follow me." And discovering what it means to fish for men, we need to first look at the call itself. Come and follow me. The term disciple means a follower. In life, most of us are followers. Even those who find themselves in leadership positions. We have mentors with whom we want to like to emulate. We have trainers and teachers who work to increase our knowledge and our skills. Choose your mentors wisely. Surround yourself with people who will encourage, support, strengthen, and advise you. People who will not be afraid to admonish you when you need it. And be a mentor to others. Come follow me, Jesus' advice. Peter, Andrew, and Linda me. Jesus is the greatest teacher, the greatest mentor of all. Where do we follow him? Everywhere. Wherever he leads us. In the case of those first disciples, in the verses following our text, Jesus leads them to a synagogue in Capernaum on the Sabbath. And he begins ago once, and I saw a poster. It showed a nice, safe harbor, the water very tranquil and calm, because it was surrounded by two rock breakwaters with an opening in the middle, kind of like for a lock. And yet, in the poster, in the distance, you could see dark clouds. A storm was approaching, already churning up the water beyond the breakwaters. But headed right out of the harbor, right through that opening, was a little sailboat. Headed right toward the storm. And the caption on the poster read, "Harbors are safe, but that's not what ships are made for." Go to also the pieces of Paul's disciples. Where they are. Just as they are. He didn't call them to be perfect. He didn't ask them to submit resumes and talk about their qualifications. He didn't expect them to have their act together. With all their quirks, defects, weaknesses, and sin, he called these men, and you and I, to become victims of men. Robin Williams once played a robot in the movie The Bicentennial. Even if it meant taking on all the imperfections and quirks of human beings. And so, over the years, he went through a number of upgrades
Let's go.